Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I was messing around, acting up, and waiting till the last minute to get together. You know, I've been messing around all day, and I could have gotten this together before 10 minutes before I come home tonight, but I think I got it together. Because, you know, ain't nobody got time for that, which is the title of tonight's podcast. I hope you guys are doing good. I am doing great. Just been kind of chilling kind of today. I've been catching up on my shows. You know, I Tuesdays are my Saturdays, are my... You know, I have like two Saturdays and a Sunday. So Tuesdays are like my Saturdays. Although you guys know I was off this weekend because I went to Geek Galaxy Comic Con here in the area, and had a great time. Made some new friends. Met a lot of wonderful people. Bought some cool stuff. So if you guys are following me on social media, you know what all that fun stuff is. So it seems like I've been off for a long time, although Saturday and Sunday was a long weekend for me for not to be working. And then, you know, I worked yesterday, which is, you know, here's the thing. When, you know, when you have a set schedule, you know, my schedule, I said it 1,000 times, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then, but I took the 2 days off, Saturday and Sunday. Then I worked Monday, and then I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And so I'm like, this Monday is the longest Monday ever. And all day yesterday I couldn't break myself from thinking that it was Friday, you know, because I was off, and then I come back to work, and I all day long I'm like, oh, it's Friday. And it absolutely wasn't Friday. And I was so messed up with my days and my time and stuff like that. But I think I got it together. And hey, Miss Ash, what's up, girl? I do have a crazy schedule. I work 10 hours Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then my week starts again. The only thing bad about that is those 3 days I get lazy. The bad about that is I don't get weekends off a lot, and it's a hard time to get in the type of work that I do. I had to find my own coverage, so it's hard for me to find somebody to work for me on the weekend, especially the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and unless, you know, I can, I can't think of the word I'm looking for. If I turn my vacation in well in advance, then they can't say I can't take it. But if I do it right at 2 weeks, where it's the official lead time to take vacation, it's very hard to get someone. And I don't want to put another person in in a position to where they feel like they have to do something. So I try to do it well in advance. So I did this 3 weeks before. Anyhow, 10 hours is, you know, it's extra, and sometimes it's longer than that if someone doesn't come in, or if I have to do something prior to going in. Like my Fridays and Mondays are really long for me, because I'm up like at 9. You know, I care for an elderly parent, and I had to get them where they need to go on Fridays and Mondays. So that starts at 10. And then I had to be at work at 2, sometimes earlier than that. And then I work to midnight. So it can be really difficult, but I don't want to jinx myself. Unofficially, I got a promotion. I received a phone call earlier today, asking would I want a particular position. And the thing is with that, I have limited time as it is now. And I know with this new position, it could go either way. I would have actually more time because I wouldn't have a set schedule, or I'd be, more time off, or I'd have more time at work because my responsibilities will multiply by four. And so it comes with a pretty substantial raise. So I'm like, do I take it? And so I tentatively I said yes, I'll take the position. But I have to, my life is to where I have to coordinate my mother and things. I told you a couple of weeks ago, well, last week my sister had a surgery, so she's not capable to help me as much. Thanks, Miss Ash. She's not capable to help me as much as she, was. And so I'm like, okay, do I do this? Because I wasn't really planning to stay in this area very long, but this could be another stepping board. I've always been in a position of management. That's something that I'm comfortable with because I like telling people what to do. I'm good at telling people what to do. But I think I'm diplomatic. When I lived in Atlanta, I was in a management position in a different type of work, but I was the cool manager, and but I got stuff done, and people respected me because I can be fun, I can be cool, I can be, I could be the person you can confide in or come to if but with the, in the same breath, I don't like people trying me, and I normally lay out, this is what I expect of you. This is what I'm going to do as a condition of my job, and I think you have to have the mutual respect for your employees, and you have to earn your employees' respect. So this will be interesting to say the least. Right here, I'll be starting on December 1st, so I have a couple of weeks, about 3 weeks before that all happens officially. So I told the person who called me, I'm like, "Well, give me 24 hours because I got to talk to some people, talk to you guys about it, of course, and talk to my family and coordinate some stuff." And then I just kind of made the decision, I don't think, and money is not. I don't think you always have to take a job, promotion or whatever because of the money. I think you have to like it, and I think you have to be up to the task. And sometimes there's a lot of people in jobs that aren't up to the task, but they're there for the money, so they kind of get by. And so I've never let anything stop the way I'm going, the direction I'm going, my trajectory in life. And so this is just a stepping stone. And so you never know. I think this is a blessing, and it could be a curse, but I'm gonna pray about it. But I think I'm going to definitively say yes. So and then I don't know how my schedule will be because I could be called at any time of the night, and I'd have to go do something. So, we'll see. I'll let you guys. What's up, Blake and Jade? Have you guys ever caught a live show? And congratulations, Blake and Jade had their 100th episode on Sunday. And I'm normally not off on Sundays, but I took off Sunday, and I got to hear their live 100th episode here on Spreaker.com. It was absolutely hilarious. I wish I had called in, and wish you guys happy 100th episode. So very, very cool. Congratulations to you guys. Wish me luck, and I'll tell you guys how it transpires, because I might say forget it and just quit altogether and go on welfare. You think they give a single guy, able-bodied guy, welfare? Because in Indiana now they're changing the laws. In Indiana, you can't be on welfare and food stamps for an extended period of time, and this is the only conservative view that I have is people, if you are able-bodied and you can work and you just use the system for welfare and food stamps. 'Cause there's people, and no shade, no tea. There's people on welfare and food stamps who live better than I do. And not that they shouldn't. You know, everybody should have a decent life. And, you know, I've always worked. My parents, you know, even though we struggled when I was younger, you know, I think they could have benefited, I think they could have benefited from some kind of government aid, but my parents had always instilled in my sister and I that, you know, you're in this world and you're in this world to take care of yourself. Don't have your hand out. Don't ask people for stuff. And but there's people who need it. There's people who need help. And but I think you can only keep on taking help for so long. And I think the welfare system here in America, I think it enables people to be needy. You know, to be needy, because when you can sell your food stamps, you know, 'cause people still do it. When you can sell your food stamps and you can buy lobsters, which I don't eat, lobster and crab and steaks and stuff like that, and you know, have fun and drinks and sodas and pops, I think that's a problem when you're not working for it. And you know, and that's no judgment whatsoever. I just think we need to be accountable for what we do in our lives. If you want to have, you know, X amount of children, you know, you need to start making some of these deadbeat dads. And poverty and welfare and government, it doesn't have any color. You know, there's black people on this in the system. There's white people in the system. And no, I don't eat lobster, girl. I don't eat any seafood. And I think we had to start making these men who make these children accountable. You know, for a while that they was throwing they bum asses in jail if they weren't paying child support. But these ladies, they get so enamored by some of these men. I never had that type of game. You know, I wish I did, but I never had that type of game to where I could woo somebody into taking care of me. You know, and there's a lot of them out there. So I think that's good. The laws are changing in Indiana to make people more accountable. We're not going to take you. They're not going to take the aid away from it because, you know, somebody will suffer when the aid is removed. So that's not going to happen. But I think people need to be accountable for their actions. Anyhow, like I said, welcome. I said Blake and Jaden, Ash is in the chat room. So, you know, you always can check us out here on Spreaker and join us doing our live shows in our chat room. If you don't catch a show wherever, whenever, however you're listening to us, you know, you can check us out on iTunes. You can check us out on Stitcher, on my website, the5by5.blogspot.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/the5by5, completely spelled out. Or send me a tweet, like somebody sent me a tweet today because I had something bad to say about the new In Vogue movie, which is coming out, but we'll talk about that a little bit later, and told me to shut the F up. And so you can send me a tweet at the 5x5, and the 5 is an American, and you can say that if you like, because I have thick skin, and you might not like my response, but you can send it to me. And I do have to apologize real quick that I tweeted and Instagrammed, oh, and Instagram, one funny guy, number one, FUNNYGUY. I Instagrammed and tweeted and Facebooked the picture yesterday of a free digital comic book that was offered from the Marvel. ShopMarvel.com site. For some reason, I don't know if the site was heavy with people trying to get it. It wasn't working. It didn't work for me. So I apologize if you guys didn't get your Inhumans number one digital download. It wasn't something that I was giving away. It was from the Marvel website. So I do apologize if you guys tried it and it didn't work. And so that, and you know, I'm not feeling all that great. I'm not feeling all that great because I had Subway today. You know, right now, if you go to Subway, now through the end of the year, I think that she told me, they have their meatball sub and their cold cut sub for $2. You can't beat a $2 sub. And so it kind of made me sick. The meatballs aren't agreeing with me. So, but I want to push through. I want to muddle through this tonight. And, hopefully I don't, you know, lose my lunch. over some Subway, but it was good. I wish you know, the thing is, you know, you get the little $2 sub, and I got two. You know, being the big boy that I am, I wanted two, so I got two. Instead of her just making it one, she went ahead and cut it and made it two. I'm like, girl, stop. Nobody got time for that. You could just make that one and charge me $4. I know what you're doing. She was trying to be smart, but I think I've been kicked out of enough restaurants this year, so I didn't want to add another to the list of restaurants I've been kicked out of this year. Anyhow, thank you guys for joining me. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back tonight, we're going to talk about, I'll talk a little bit about the Geek Galaxy convention that I went to this past weekend. Also, the early snowfall that we received. Sleeping naked can be healthy. And what everybody is talking about, except for Wendy Williams, the horrible, horrible Aaliyah movie, all tonight. And we do have a quiz about winter weather, but all tonight on the 5x5 late night show. My name is David. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
If you guys don't love some Sweet Brown, I don't know. Because I was thinking, because I've said, ain't nobody got time for that a lot today. I'm like, okay, that's going to be the title for tonight's podcast. I'm like, I wonder if I can find the remix, the little remix song. But I wonder what Sweet Brown is doing now, because she got bronchitis, and ain't nobody got time for that. So when that came out, was it last year or the year before last? And it was, hilarious. She even got a job working on Cheaters as doing some kind of little commentary. I don't know how long that worked, but Sweet Brown, baby, she was the T, right? And so I would love to have Sweet Brown on the show. So maybe I'll do some hunting around. Maybe we can find Sweet Brown and have you guys chat with her a little bit. We can talk to her here on the show. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me whenever, wherever, however you're listening to the show. I do appreciate each and every one of you guys. And we're really getting close to 1,000 followers. Can you believe that? I would have never thought in a million years 1,000 people would want to hear my big mouth, talking shit. I get in trouble for stuff I say on my show. People get mad at me. And sometimes I might take it a little too far sometime when I'm trying to shade somebody out. But most of the time, I'm not mad. Maybe I'm just being a bitch. I can be a bitch, but I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, I'm just trying to be funny. But everybody don't think I'm funny, so that's okay. I used to say, if you don't like me, there's something wrong with you, but I can't control people. But I do apologize to those who I offend, because obviously I've offended a lot of people over the course of a few weeks. And like I said, sometimes I might take it I might take it a little far, but things that I say are never to be taken so personal that it makes you dislike me, because that's not what I'm about. Anyhow, enough of that. So yeah, that was Miss Old Sweet Brown, and we'll talk about her. But no, I went to Geek Galaxy this weekend, and if you guys have followed the show, you almost 1,000 listeners. Y'all was not listening all the time because I should have more plays here on Spreaker. But anyhow, I went to Geek Galaxy Comic Con, and it was a new con to the area this weekend, and I met some wonderful people. I actually talked to Jay, and I know I'm messing his name up, Jay Leistein. He is an inker for Marvel, and most recently, if you guys are comic book collectors, he did some inking work. Did the inking work on Death of Wolverine. You know, they killed Wolverine in the within the last 6 weeks. So I had all four copies. You know, one through four. There's a four series run, and he signed all those for me and a couple of others. So had a great conversation with him, and it was really cool. He was really cool and nice to talk to because sometimes you think some of these celebrities or guests they're a little bit untouchable, but he was the one that was very, very, very grounded and down to earth. And then I met some new friends who happened to have a podcast here on Spreaker.com. I don't know if they're listening tonight, but Page for Yeti, PAGE, the number 4 YETI. You can go to pageforyeti.com. They are independent comic book creators, and I actually got an interview with them. So if you listen to the most recent Fanboy Weekly episode, you can hear that interview. Those guys were great, great people, and I vibe and I connect better with genuine folks, you know, and so I enjoyed talking to those guys. And so check out that interview, it was really, really cool. And also check out the interview that I did with inker Diana Greenhalgh, another great individual that I met through the course of going to Comic Cons. And she's on that interview's on our Real Talk channel here on the 5x5. Check her out. But back to Page for Yeti, they have a comic book called Midnight Snack. And they have some other ones too, but the one that kind of spoke to me was a mini comic that you can read for free on their site, and it's hilarious. So check them out, give those guys some love, and check their podcast out here on Spreaker. They actually sound really good. I enjoyed it. And so also, you think I have a great? Everybody says that. The Page for Yeti guys even said that I have a voice for the. I hate my recorded voice. I hate when I have to edit a show because I have to listen to how I'm talking and I don't like it, especially if I do an interview off that I'm not doing on the computer and I'm like out and about somewhere talking to someone and I'm recording and I have to edit it. I hate my recorded voice. I always have hated my recorded voice. I cringe, you know, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I'm like, eh, I don't know. And so, I don't know. I don't like my recorded voice, but thank you. But the Power Rangers were in town. We had the original Blue Ranger, the original Black Ranger, and the original Red Ranger, Austin St. John, Walter, and David. See, I'm so wrong. Now, people gonna think I don't like being black because I can't remember the black boy's name, but I know his first name is Walter. And then David, Yost, I think, is a Blue Rangers name. But they were here. I didn't talk to him because I wasn't really a Power Rangers fan, so I just walked by. And I did get a picture of the Red Ranger's backside. It wasn't done on purpose. I just have really bad camera skills. But I did get some good stuff. And my also friends of the show, the Thought Bubbles podcast, Kristen and Elaine were there as vendors. And they gave me a set of coasters. Thank you, guys. And also, I purchased a Justice League ornament from them, so can't wait to put my Christmas tree up because that's going to be on my Christmas. I think I'm going to do two Christmas trees. I'm going to do a superhero Christmas tree and then a regular tree this year. So I'm going to do that, and then maybe, but that ornament's going on the tree. I did get a couple pop figures as well. What else did I do? I was just long days, and my feet were hurting. Jim Car Cummings were there. It was the voice actor Darkwing Duck, Mark D Dodson, who did the voice of the Gremlins, if you guys are Gremlins fans, and Peter Mayhew, who was Chewbacca in Star Wars, and also Anakin, the young Anakin Skywalker. Jake Lloyd was in town. So for a first first time con of that nature coming to the area, I think it was pretty successful. And thank you guys at Geek Galaxy Comic Con for giving me a press pass and letting me come snoop around and review the con and feel like I was a part of something. Well, I was a part of something that was taking place for the first time, and it could only get better. So anyhow, enough of that. But yesterday. What was yesterday? Yesterday was Monday, Sunday. So Sunday night, the after I get home and they're talking about the weather and it's ready to get nasty outside. And it's, for this area, it's snow. We've had snow earlier than this before, but in recent years, we really haven't. We haven't had last year. We had a lot of snow, but it came late in the winter season. But this season, it came early. We had our first major snowstorm of the year, and you know how I was in the basement, and I knew it was supposed to snow. I was kind of resting the weekend off, so I can get ready for work on Monday. And I'm like, well, let me go up here and see if the snow is sticking. That's one of those times you're like, oh, please, weatherman, please, please be wrong. Because sometimes they're wrong. They'll predict, 100 feet of snow and you'll get a dusting. I go outside and I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry because on my car's completely covered, the grounds are completely covered, the streets are covered, and I'm like, ain't nobody got time for the snow, right? I mean, what?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right? And so and so I'm like, I don't want to deal with this, and I'm like, because normally I would get, how you use those little sun shields in your car and you put them in the inside so your car doesn't fade or get hot in the summertime. Well, in the winter, I t put mine on the outside of the car up under my windshield so I don't have to dig out of the dig the ice off my windows and stuff. And I said, you know what? I don't even care. Tomorrow, I'm just going to start the car. It can run for an hour until it all melts off. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But I end up, the little plastic tote things that you guys get. I took one of those and I pushed, because it was like a heavy wet snow. I pushed all the that snow off the car, and it actually really, really quick. And I didn't want, because when it snows, I don't want, people, though, when it, when snow, when you get snow, they'll use the same sound clip. I love that sound clip. And so and it's so I use one of the big those the lids to the little plastic totes to push all that snow off, and it worked really, really good because I don't like driving around with just my windows with the snow off my windows. I don't like it on the top of my car. I don't want to ride around car with the snow afro on top of my car. I think that looks ridiculous. So I'm yesterday I was one of the only people driving around and none of the snow was on my car. And I thought, I'm like, let me run through the, I was going to run through the car wash because it's a little warm water, but I was like, it's kind of cold, it might freeze, so I didn't want to do all that. But I did get all the snow off my car, and I wanted I want it to be done with the snow. So hopefully this is not a precursor of things to come, because I really don't want to deal with snow for the rest of the winter. It's early, and can you think about snow? It's time for Christmas. We are less than 2 months, almost a month away from Christmas, and I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to mess with it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Anybody got time for that? So I did that for you, Blake. And so is this too much? And then with the new job, and I'm like, here we are, and I was talking to my sister earlier today, and I'm like, so, because she, she's a little incapacitated because of her arm, and my mother is a little incapacitated because of her arm. And then I'm like, so who's cooking? Who is cooking for Christmas? I mean, for Thanksgiving, because I don't want to fool with it. Let's order some pizza, make some stuffing and call it a day, because I don't want to deal with it. But then again, my family is the kind of family, we're very traditional when it comes to holidays. Very traditional family. We have to have the turkey dressing, macaroni and cheese, yams, all that, and I love all that food, but I don't want to deal with it. And so and so I was asking her, I said, so what are we gonna do? You know, I'm asking her because we normally, my sister and I, now we now coordinate the holidays. You know, now that I'm back in town, we even before, even when I moved, you know, when I was coming home, I only came home at Christmas time, if I came home at all. I never came home for Thanksgiving, but anyhow, we coordinate the holidays, and so last year was fine because everybody was healthy, and I'm like, eh. So you know, what do we do? And so we're trying to figure out what we're gonna do for Thanksgiving, and she's not able to do a lot, and we can just have some fried chicken, you know, that'd be fine for me. You know, as long as we're together, because even though my family, and I've said this before, we all get on each other's nerves because we're very, 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 very strong personalities, all of us, and everybody likes to have their way, and especially me. And I normally try to guide and push and people in the right direction. They don't think I'm doing it. That's the key to being a good manager. You know, having somebody do something without really asking them to do it. You know, it's about subliminal suggestion, right? And so then you think about Christmas. Like last year, traditionally, we didn't do traditional Christmas. Normally, we do the about the same type of food you have at Thanksgiving, but my sister and I, we were done. We're like, no, we're not doing it. So we had Italian food last year for Christmas, and it was absolutely wonderful. My niece, she thought we was going to do it for Thanksgiving, and my sister said, she told her, no, we did it for Christmas last year, and we're going to revisit that again because that was a lot of fun. It was really, really good, and wasn't a lot of food to fool with and put up and that nobody eats. And so hopefully, we will be able to make that happen because I just don't want to fool with a whole bunch of food, and I might go to the circus this year. I don't know. This year is this area is synonymous with having the circus come to town during the Thanksgiving holiday. So I might go. I haven't been to the circus since I was a kid, so I might go. I haven't decided yet. I might just not want to be bothered because I am off those 3 days. So I might just say, eh, I don't want to do all that and be done. Anyhow. Enough of Snowmageddon 2014. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to share a little article that I read about sleeping naked. And I want you guys to tell me if you guys, and be honest, for those in the chat room, or for those who are listening to the show elsewhere, you can tweet me, Facebook me, or whatever, email me. Tell me if you sleep naked. I want to know because I'm nosy. This is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and we'll be back.
You must pay, so listen close to what I say. Don't take this as a simple rhyme, cause this type of thing happens all the time. Now, what would you do if a stranger said, would you diss them or would you reply? If you answer, there is a chance that you become a victim of circumstance. Am I right, fellas? Tell the truth, or else I'ma have to show and prove you are what you are.
I am what I am.
It just so happens that most men are
tramp. What you call me?
Tramp.
What you call me?
Have you ever seen a dude who's stupid and rude? Whenever he's around, he dogs your mood. I know a guy like that girl. He thinks he's God's gift to the world. You know that kind, excited all the time with nothing but
tramp
on the mind. I'm no stunt on me. What they want, it's me.
Why?
Because I'm so sexy.
It's me.
What? Don't touch my body,
boy.
Cause you see, I ain't no skeezer. But on a real tip, I think he's a
tramp. What you call
tramp?
Me?
Tramp.
What you call
tramp.
Me?
On the first date, he thought I was a dummy. He had the nerve to tell me he loved me. But of course, I knew it was a lie, y'all.
He undressed me with his eyeballs, trying to change the whole subject, cause everything he said pertained to sex. So I dissed him, I said, you the sucker. Get your dirty mind out the gutter. You ain't getting paid,
you ain't knocking boots,
you ain't treating me like no prostitute. Then I walked away, he called me a teaser. You're on a mission, kid, yo, he's a
tramp. What you call
tramp?
Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know anything about that song, Tramp. People my age. This song was very popular when I was in high school, my freshman year in high school in 1985. Yes, I'm old, right? And it's off the Hot, Cool, and Vicious album by Salt and Peppa, and it's called Tramp. Remember the girls from Behind Push It? You guys might not remember that, but you know, Behind Push It. And I used to love this song. I knew all the dance steps because that's when your boy from the 5x5 was I was fly. I used to go to little dances, and you know, we used to work it out. You know, I don't do that anymore because I am a man of a particular size and my feet hurt. So welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Of course, you guys know that. And I was telling Blake in the chat room that he was a pup. Yeah. Anybody that's not in their 30s yet, to me, you're a pup. Nothing wrong with it. Yeah, you're a pup. I actually have I used to have conversations with a friend of mine that they always tended to date. For me, I think that there has to be age ranges for, I think you have to date age appropriately. And he never dated age appropriately. He was always date somebody in their 20s and wonder why it wouldn't work out. I'm like, because you're the paymaster. Now, if you don't know what a paymaster is, that's an older fella that dates a younger person and gives them money, you know, to keep them around. And the young person's like, oh, if you're going to pay me to be around, you know, I might blow you a kiss. I might not blow you, but I'll blow you a kiss and I'll holler at you, you know, but you're going to pay for this. You know, I think it's not, I don't think it's right, but hey, that's the reality of it. He was dating someone that was like in their early 20s and he was 52 or 53. And to me, that I just think that's sick. And I told him we kind of fell out over it, you know, because, you know, you can have your opinion. It's your life. I don't own your life. But when you tell me, and I've talked about that on the show here before, but I told him, I said, if my niece, which she's in her early 20s, and she brought someone home that was in their 50s. Or even 40s. No. You know, you might get your ass kicked. You know, that you can't. I don't think it's right. And hey, TMZ Radio, check my Facebook, my Facebook page. Which one? Oh, wait a minute, I see something there now. Oh, Lady Gaga, Central Network. What's up with that? I'll have to read it here in a second, TMZ. That could be cool. I'll read that here in a second when we get offline. Yeah, Blake, it's kind of ridiculous. And don't be dating outside of you. And I think there's some people that are successful when they date, you know, there's some young people out there that like dating older and not for the monetary gain or the stability. That's because that's what they like. You know, it's just, you know,
ain't nobody got time for that.
For real, because that's going to be one of my new favorite things to do. Right? Exactly. Lincoln Jade says, is this your teacher? Nope, he's my lover. That's a mess. And, you know, ain't nobody got time for that. And so we had that exchange. And then you're crying at me on the phone. I don't know why they don't love me. Because you want to stay at home all day, you know, and all on the weekends. I think you have to let, if you're going to date a younger person, I think they have to experience some things, you know. And I think for me, when I date a close to my age, although I met some people that are my age that are still fools, you know, I've dated people that are still fools that are my age. But normally when you date somebody, if I were ever to consider it, I need you to have gone through some stuff, you know, and got the whole partying thing. But I think it's a rite of passage. I think the younger people that you need to go, you need to go hit the party scene. You're going to get drunk. You want to party. You want to have your friends that you develop and that core value, because you really don't know who you are when you're in your early 20s. You're still trying to figure it out. There's some people still now that don't know who they are. And so that was my only, you're trying to make somebody be you when they don't even know who they are. So that's my only objection to dating. my only objection for dating outside of your age group. You know, nothing wrong with it if you guys are on the same page, but often more times than not, you're not. Anyhow, on to a funny, or not even funny, informative article that I read, 7 incredible benefits of sleeping naked. So you in the chat room, do you guys sleep naked? I would have to say, and this is maybe too much, I do. You know, because I get hot at nighttime. You know, that's the reason I do. That might be too much information, but it's my podcast. I can say what I want. But they say through this article that sleeping naked. Well, let me start here. It says if you find sleeping naked stranger taboo, you probably either haven't yet tried it, or you just don't know that it has some positive effects on the human body. Want to know more about the surprising yet helpful qualities of sleeping with no clothes on? Well, listen to me and you'll find out. First, it controls cortisol levels. You know, cortisol is the hormone that controls like fat and weight gain. And it's the stress hormone, right? That's the one that secretes when your body or you're stressed out or you're not eating properly. I think that's the hormone that does that. But one of the most important benefits of sleeping naked and letting your body cool properly at night is that it maintains healthy levels of cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone which is related to stress. See, I was right. High levels of cortisol lead to numerous concerning conditions such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, different types of disorders and imbalances, weak immune system, and increased appetite. See, there's the whole fat thing. So I was right. The cortisol levels in the body are usually lowest when you are sleeping deeply, normally between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. I don't go to bed at 3. But after that period of time, they start to rise in order to prepare the body for the day and leave you feeling more refreshed. The problems occur when the body doesn't get the proper sleep it needs to recharge. So sleeping naked helps control cortisol levels. So if you're dieting, you might want to sleep naked. You might not retain some of that weight that you didn't lose or gain it back. Sleeping naked also contributes to deeper and better sleep. As we know, our body temperature plays a big role when it comes to the quality of our sleep. It was proven by a study in Australia that some types of insomnia can actually be caused by poor body temperature adjustment during sleep. A different research also showed that you can reach deeper levels of sleep when your body temperature is regulating I can't even say that properly while in bed. So again, when you're naked and you have all these covers on, cause me, I get hot at nighttime. I get hot. That's why I don't like people sleeping in the bed with me. You know, maybe that's why I'm single, because you're hot. I can feel your hot breath on me. Get out. You know, Mom always told me, don't let them put the shoes up on the bed, cause that means they're going to stay. That's the word for you girls. If you got a man, and he don't have his own place, and he comes over, once he puts them shoes up under your bed, you got to keep him, because he's not going nowhere. That's when them old New Orleans, what's them Creole Creole curses. Don't let him do it. Throw them shoes in the bathroom. Don't let him put them both on your bed. Anyhow, sleeping naked also gives you a better quality of sexual life. Sleeping naked stimulates different types of hormones, which are good for the body, and another one of them is oxytocin. This is the love hormone, which is released when experiencing orgasm. Sexual desire is also stress. It helps fight depression and contributes for gut health. That means big belly health and blood pressure. Maybe it's needless to say that sleeping naked with your partner can light the flame and increase your sexual desires, which can improve your sexual life as a whole. Okay, that's true, and I get with that. But if somebody is very flatulent, you know, sleeping naked, that might be a problem. That'd be a good way to get thrown at the hell out of my bed. Fart my bed and see what happens. It also increases anti-aging hormone levels. Believe it or not, sleeping naked can actually help you look younger. So for all y'all that got them cracks, creases, crow's feet and stuff, and, you know, sleep naked, maybe you might start retaining or stop the aging process. It is really important to let your body cool during sleep. But what is more important that you can do is to keep the temperature of your bedroom lower than, I can't do that, 70. The warmer the areas while you sleep, the more you suppress the release of anti-aging hormones, melatonin and growth hormones. When it's dark while you sleep, melatonin is being released to your body and slightly contributes to the cooling of the body. Also, all you punks out there that can't sleep with the lights off, that's why you look old and ratchet when you get up in the morning. So it helps with anti-aging and overall body health. This is a big one. It's a big one. Reduces risk of yeast infections. Who thought that would be on the list? Yeast infections are common and can be easily cured with proper nutrition and immune system boost. However, sleeping naked can lower the risk of getting them because yeast grows in warm and moist conditions. By having no clothes on while you sleep, you give your body the opportunity to cool down and stay dry all night long. That's kind of nasty. And lastly, confidence. It boosts your confidence. By sleeping naked, you start to feel more and more comfortable in your own skin. I agree with that. This gives you an amazing confidence boost, which would definitely make you feel more happy. Also, by gaining more confidence, you will want to check yourself in the mirror more often, and that can encourage you to look your best all the time. Yeah, because I guess if you jump in the morning, you have mirrors and stuff, and you see all the stuff dangling and hanging and shaking around. And you get to see that, you get desensitized to what you don't like about what you see in the mirror, unless you go around breaking them all and stuff and getting that 7 years of bad luck. Who knows? So what do you guys think about that? I think that was pretty informative. What's up, Aaron? Blake and Jay took off for a second. Anybody got time for that? Is that a snake in the bed, or are you sleeping naked again? Guilty as charged. Poor Jade. Poor Jade. So I thought it was an interesting article. You know, something I never heard before or read before. And so people aren't just perverts sleeping naked, try to get it in all the time. There's actually some health benefits to sleeping naked. So what's up, Aaron? How are you doing? Glad you made it into the show. We are running a little long tonight, and I didn't mean to, but you know, I'm just talking to my friends, and glad you guys are hanging out with me. You know, sometimes I have some people in the chat room, sometimes I don't, but I always enjoy the time and the people who pop in and say hey and roll through for a second. And I wish I could catch more of you guys' shows, but maybe with my new schedule, hopefully I'll be home. If you guys do more shows on the weekend, I'll be home more and able to check more of you guys out. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what I've been wanting to talk about all week since Saturday evening. And we're going to talk about the horrible Lifetime Wendy Williams produced Aaliyah movie, and also update on the guy who is not gay anymore after he was delivered at the Church of God in Christ convention. I think it was in St. Louis this weekend. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. Was Pebbles with Giving You the Benefit of the Doubt. Sometimes you get tired of giving people the benefit of the doubt, but I think some people are worth it. And I definitely struggle with that. I normally struggle if somebody's wronged me and I feel that I've been wronged. And I'm not a second chance type of boy. You know, I get pissed, I get mad, and I'll tell you to go to hell. But you know, I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. You know, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer says, I'm cookie dough. I haven't finished baking yet. So when I finish baking, you know, maybe I'll be the person who I want to be. And so that's why I like playing that song, because it reminds me that sometimes you do have to give people the benefit of the doubt in spite of what you want to do. I think we have to sometimes be that person, and everybody deserves a second chance. Even me, I deserve a second chance. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining us. We have Aaron. We have the TMZ Network. We have Blake and Jay. We have Ms. Ash in the chat room chatting with your boy here on the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thank you guys for checking out. And thank you guys listening out there, wherever, whenever, whoever, and however you're catching the show. I do appreciate each and every one of you guys as you listen to me talk smack here on Spreaker.com. Don't forget to check out our Movember page. I know you can join the team. It's good to donate, but just to be aware of men's health issues, the Movember campaign is still going on through the end of the month. Go to David, the 5x5 on Movember, and like our page, donate, join the team, and let's keep men's health awareness, not just in the month of November, but in the forefront of our minds all year long. Like I said, welcome back. So you're talking hard narcotics now. I wish. So, you know, last Tuesday, the viral video came out. Well, here, I'm gonna play it real quick, and then we'll play something else. Here, listen to this.
Break every yoke. Break every yoke. He's delivering you now.
Whatever it is you need God to do, he just told you it's done right now. What did you come here for? What did you come down here for? Tell me.
To get delivered more.
Get delivered. Do you believe that the Lord tonight has set you free?
Yes, sir.
Turn around and tell those people. Tell them.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered.
I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women, 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 women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not carry a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will. Love a woman.
Now listen, y'all praise God with
now him. You know.
Hold on, wait a minute.
The internet went crazy. The kids, the gay kids, self-included, the kids went in on old boy. Now, this guy, I finally got his name. His name is Andrew Caldwell, and he's the guy in the video. He was at a Church of God in Christ, Kojic, convention, to where he went there looking for salvation. Hey, and like, I'm not here to knock him. Like I said last week, I'm not going to knock his salvation. Well, he finally responded, and he says, all his life, he was raised in Baptist churches. He was sitting there and he began to sweat. He began to cry. The Lord gave him a vision while his eyes were open to that. If you continue walking this, if you continue to be like this, if you continue to act like this, I was going to die, have a heart attack and die. I said, and then he says, Lord, I'm not ready to die. I still have works to do. Remember a song by Vanessa Williams, Work to Do? Souls out here that need to be saved. Well, he said, how can souls be saved and you're not saved? He said he always wanted to be famous and always wanted that in life. He always wanted to be the top person. And the video was not, and that recording you guys heard, was not him trying to be famous. The video was not planned. He did not know he was going to get the mic. And when he walked up there, he was walking up there in chains and he was bound. He said, I was walking up there not knowing that I had more hope to myself. I needed prayer and I got the prayer. And so the kids have ran with this. They are letting him have it. Again, like I said last week, you know, do I believe he's been delivered? Because like somebody else said, nowhere in the Bible does it say that being gay is wrong. It does say that you can't be sleeping with the same sex. It's in there. I know it. I read the Bible. I know what it says. You've heard my opinions on that. I do consider myself a Christian. For me, and this is just me critiquing him one last time. When he's up there talking about a purse and putting on makeup, you know, the Bible didn't tell you to say all that. Nobody said say all that. You know, that's why I'm thinking it's not as true as you make it to be, because you're using everything that's stereotypically gay, you know, as a means, as your vehicle for salvation or being delivered from, which I don't know if before he was running around in purses and high heels and kicking and twirling and stuff. I don't know, but I think it's a little suspect. You know, maybe he was wanting attention, not knowing he won't be famous. You know, I don't think he wanted this type of attention, because if I seen him on the street, I know who he was, you know, but I will have to say people are very talented online, and they just like the video, the Sweet Brown song we heard earlier. No, that was a genuine clip, Blake. It was a genuine clip that happened at a Koja convention, and that's exactly what went down. But like I was saying, the people on the internet are very talented. There is a remix of this young man, you know, saying that he's been delivered. What's up, Mandy Pinetown? Hey, girl. There's a remix of that particular Koja convention where he's saying he was delivered. And, you know, I love, that's one thing I love about black churches. You know, I love black churches. I love my church because we get down in church. And now, which, you know, the old school church, old school black Baptist church, because what they're doing now, they doing the wobble, they doing the twerk. There was somebody really twerking for Jesus on this video in church the other day. I'm like, really? Really, y'all need to be talking about that and leave the gays alone, right? But anybody sitting about that, you twerking for Jesus and doing the butterfly and grinding and stuff. God didn't tell you to do all that in church, you know. And there is mothers, you know, a mother of the church is like an elderly person that's like the guidance for the young women of the church. They're falling out in the pews because of y'all twerking and stuff in church. But wait a minute.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
This, I had to put that. There you go, Blake. And so somebody online called Music Man Drake remixed this particular video. And it just took me back to when I was growing up, just with the funniness of this person's little testimony. So it's not that very long. So we're going to play that. And when we come back, we'll finally get to Aaliyah Gate 2014. We'll be right back.
I'm not gay no more.
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 I am delivered.
I'm delivered.
I don't like men no more.
No more.
I said I like women.
I said I like women.
Women, 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 women. I will love a woman.
Now, if you want to, You can find that full remix on iTunes. That was just 30 seconds of it, so I don't know what the rest of it is. But you can find the full remix of that on iTunes and Amazon. It's the Gay No More remix. And just like they did Sweet Brown and Antoine Dotson, you can buy those remix auto-tuned songs from the various streamers online. So I thought that was funny because they took it to church. They took it to church. Oh, real quick, Mandy, there was a guy who, I have to check that out, Blake. I know there's several remixes out there. The Antoine was good. What was it called? Bed Intruder? Bed Intruder song. That was hilarious. But you know, he's not gay anymore. He just had a baby, supposedly, because he's Muslim or something. It's funny, somebody was trying to take my picture this weekend at the comic book convention, and you know, he had his little camera out, and so I said, hey, I'm Muslim, don't be taking my picture. And they looked at me like I was crazy. A lot of people don't get me. I don't know, I think I come off as funny, but a lot of people don't get my humor, because I'm always laughing. You know, I'm always telling a joke. I'm trying to help you out and brighten your day, but a lot of people don't get it. I don't know why. It's just the way it is. Yeah, you dumb. You really, really dumb. I need to find. I used to have that. I used to have that, Mandy. Yes, Aaliyah died in 2001. And thank you for that perfect segue, Aaron. Now, you know, Wendy Williams produced a movie for Lifetime Television that's been kind of confounded with a ton of controversy. Firstly, the family did not want the movie made. They're like, no, and you can't get any rights to any of the music. None of the songs. We're not letting you play. Although they did play At Your Best, You Are Love. They did let her sing that. But all the other songs in the television biopic, the family was like, mm-mm. And so Wendy Williams, you know, without the family's blessing, she went ahead and produced this. As executive producer, she produced this Aaliyah biopic with Lifetime Television. So it debuted to Saturday night. And when I got home, enough time to see part of it. And I think the girl, now Alexandria Shipp, who played Aaliyah in this particular movie, biopic or whatever, television movie, I thought she did a good job. I think she did a good job. So I'm not going to slam her. I think she looked like Aaliyah. I think she overacted. And this was based on a book that was an unauthorized biography. I had the name of the book here. Hold on, see if I can find it real quick. And I think she did a good job. A lot of people on Twitter, Black Twitter specifically, slammed her. So I don't think she was the problem. I think this was Zendaya, who was initially cast to be Aaliyah. That's why she backed away for the project, because she's like, the movie wasn't there yet. This movie is not there, and she didn't want to be attached to it. The bad thing is, people are going to remember this Alexandria Shipp for this movie. And, hopefully she won't have any professional backlash or blacklash for it. But people are pissed. They're pissed over this movie. Like Aaron said in the chat room, Aaliyah died on my birthday in 2001, August 25th, 2001, I remember I was at a club and I was partying, of course, and my best friend, he calls me and he wished me a happy birthday. He's like, I'm out partying, I'm at the club, you know, and so I'm talking to him. I said, you know, Aaliyah died today. And so this was shady, but it was funny. He's like, well, I guess she can't brush herself off and try again. That was funny. That was shade. I was shady before shady was even popular. I was throwing shade way back in the day, right? And so we laughed about it, but it was really sad. I loved Aaliyah. I loved Aaliyah's music. She was ready to. She was on the cusp. Now, I wouldn't call her an icon, but she was ready to get there. She had all the Matrix movies lined up. She was ready to do big things. That last album was a really good album. That More Than a Woman and Rock the Boat and all those. We Need a Resolution. All of a sudden, she was working with Missy Elliott and Timbaland. It was good. It was good. It was a good song. Man, you think she like Alicia Keys? She did kind of look like Alicia Keys, but I think she was giving you Aaliyah. And so through the course of this Wendy Williams produced movie, they left out the songs that made us love Aaliyah. You know, some of my favorite songs were Four Page Letter, Back and Forth. You know, I didn't know how to spell her name until Back and Forth, you know, because that R. Kelly is when she was R. Kelly. They did focus on the whole R. Kelly thing, which is really, really, it was very uncomfortable to watch, even during the scene with the parents and him marrying a 15-year-old. You remember the infamous R. Kelly sex tape when he peed on that girl? You know, I don't know if y'all seen that. You know, there've been some memes online about that. Hilarious. But they kind of focused on that and her relationship with Damon Dash. But then I'm like, in the course of watching, I'm like, this is horrible. You know, she's saying my prerogative. And then she was doing like a showcase where she was singing, you know, that song that she did, that was an old art Marvin Gaye song that was kind of redone for the time. And they did the Isley Brothers or the Marvin Gaye. Was it Marvin Gaye? Marvin Gaye version. She was singing that version on the show, but they kept on slowing it up and speeding it down. They said it was a cheap way that they didn't have to buy rights because it wasn't the same song because they changed the tempo up. And it was horrible. At that point, the movie just took a dive. Then you see her working with Missy Elliott and Timbaland, which were at the time bigger people. You know, and I've seen these movies where they had actors who portray real life people that look really similar. Like, I don't know if you guys remember the TLC movie. They did good. Given the song that I played earlier, Given the Benefit, that was Pebbles, who was the group's manager who stole all the money, right? Per the movie, I don't want to get sued, per that little movie for them. And they had, you know, several people portraying TLC, and they did it very, actually Little Mama played Left Eye, who looked like her and did a really good job. This movie, they act like they didn't care who they cast. Missy Elliott was a skinny girl who looked like Rihanna. Now, you know, back in the day during the Super Duper Fly days, Missy had the finger wave. She was heavy. She was fly. She was tight, but she wasn't the girl that you had portraying her. And Missy's quote was, well, we wasn't worried about getting somebody who looked like him. We wanted to get somebody to act. She couldn't act. She barely said three words. You could have got Precious up there and gave her some finger waves and made her, you know, just sit there and laugh. And then the guy who played Timbaland. Now, Timbaland went on Twitter and Instagram and blasted the movie. Blasted it, you know. And I'm sure that, see, and obviously I'm sure that Timbaland and Missy owns a lot of the songs from One in a Million because they're the ones who did the album. So maybe they didn't give any rights away either because they didn't like the direction the movie was going. But he blasted it. Missy Elliott, I don't think, have said anything. But Black Twitter lost their mind. If I can get to it, I was going to read some of the hashtags. See, I should have had this pulled up already. Some of the hashtags that they were talking about. That they were saying, it was, Aaron says, Missy looked like a dinner lady, right? And got to give it up. Thank you, Aaron. And acceptable pedophiles. Missy did have the writing, but she lost them rights. Oh, I said I didn't know that. There's a Black Twitter. No, well, they call it Black Twitter because a lot of the tweets were from Black people. You know, Black Twitter. You never heard people say that, Black Twitter? It's just a term that they use. It doesn't really mean that Twitter's all Black folks and we don't let white folks in. That's not true. But the majority of the tweets were from Black people. Well, a good majority of them. And so if you go to Twitter and hashtag Aaliyah movie, A-A-L-I-Y-A-H movie, they lost their mind. They're still going in on Wendy Williams. I mean, still going in on Wendy Williams, which she deserves it. But, you know, like Monday, you know, everybody thought she was going to get on there and apologize about how bad the movie was and, you know, why people hated it. you know, but she gets on there in true Wendy Williams style. Now, Wendy will throw shade and talk about, and I used to like Wendy Williams up until this point, up until Monday. I still liked her. Okay, bad movie. We all make, there's a lot of people that made some bad movies in Hollywood. They get second chances. But her response, no, did I really expect her to say, oh, I'm sorry, this is a bad movie? Because you still have somebody to answer to. You know, you're in there a Lifetime. Y'all trying to make a dollar. And so they are playing the hell out of that movie on Lifetime. So she gets on the show and she says, everybody has an opinion, but I had the second rated highest. She's kind of bragging about it. The second highest rated movie of the year on cable. And everybody has an opinion. And that's all she said. Now, she was talking about the Kardashians or the Real Housewives of Atlanta or somebody. She would have went in. She would have went in. And it's funny how sometimes we can't point that finger of analyzation back at ourselves, you know, when we need to. And I thought she'd be a little bit more humble and say, you know what, I know it was a good out, it wasn't a good outing, but you know, hey, we got it done. I wanted to tell her story. I'm sorry to those who didn't like it. You know, this is the story we told. Even if she came to the, she didn't have to say it was bad. You know, she can just put it on the people who didn't like it. I'm sorry you didn't like it. This is the story from our perspective. This is what we told. This is what we did. We thought we did a good job. You know, we're sorry. But she didn't do that. She took the whole bitch approach and, you know, wanted to say everybody got an opinion and throw shade, which I didn't expect her to come out and be apologetic at all. But she needs to read her Twitter because people, but I think where it started for Wendy Williams when it went down that night before the show debuted, she sent out a tweet. And the tweet says, ready to watch the Leah movie or something to that effect. And it also says, Let Me Know is my favorite song. What is yours? Now, she was referring to At Your Best, You Are Love, that song, which is At Your Best is the name, not Let Me Know. So that people are like, well, this is why the movie was horrible, because you don't even know the source material, Wendy Williams. And for Wendy to be in radio, urban radio, pretty much all of her life, you would think that she would have known the title of the song. You know, that was one of the big ones, you know, and so people after that just went downhill, and people were like, you know what, they get to call, you know, everybody said Wendy Williams is the man. They was calling her Wilbert Williams and Wendell Williams, and they was just letting her have it. I felt sorry for her at some point because they was making memes and everything. Some of the tweets, what's mind-boggling to me is the fact that Wendy Williams boasts the number of viewers, yet 99.9% of those viewers hate the film. And then there's all sort of Vine memes. Let's see. What was produced to be a biopic would have been more appropriately pitched as a fictional film loosely based on the star's life. The funny thing is, I haven't seen the Aaliyah movie, and people telling me it's horrible, shaking my head. Rest in peace, Aaliyah. Terribly sorry that this shit of a movie is how they portrayed you. The casting of this film was an absolute travesty. Watch the Aaliyah movie. I fell asleep. That's how much I didn't pay attention, and I loved Aaliyah. And I will say, I did rewatch it. Ain't that shade in me talking about it, but I rewatched it. I watched the first part again. That wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. The little girl sung, and she didn't look like Aaliyah, but, you know, they did their best. And the first part of the movie wasn't bad. But thing is, why'd they make Gladys Knight be some kind of sex symbol and young? Gladys Knight's been old for a long time, you know, and I guess she lived down the street from Aaliyah, and she kind of let Aaliyah sing on one of her tours or something like that when she was a little girl. And she made her this kind of diva sex symbol, which was not Gladys Knight. So I don't know where that came from. This went on. And so now the memes are like, they'll have a picture of Whoopi Goldberg and they said Lifetime presents the Lil Wayne movie, or a picture of Prince and says Lifetime presents the Solange wedding. So they're doing all these memes, and it's hilarious. So if you guys have some time and want a little laughter, hashtag the Aaliyah movie on Twitter or Facebook, and you can see all, hey Apocalypse, you can see all the crazy stuff they said about the Aaliyah movie, because it was pretty bad, and I thought Wendy Williams would have done better. The Prince one was hilarious, Mandy. It was really, really funny. And there's more. There's a whole bunch of them. You know, they're doing Lifetime Presents the Wendy Williams movie and Wendy Williams movie. And there's a picture of RuPaul there. So you got to look at them. And if you just want some laughs and some funnies, it's worth. Mandy Pinetown says they did. LaToya Jackson said the Lifetime shade. So because they're going in, they're letting Lifetime have it. So I don't know how Lifetime responded, but they sure have been playing the movie a long time. But my favorite meme of the night was the one with Whitney Houston and it says, "Child, mine is next," because you know they're ready to release the Lifetime movie of Whitney Houston called Whitney. That's coming next. I don't know if it's going to come for the years out, but they showed previews and commercials for it during the Aaliyah movie. So y'all know that's going to be a mess. And then this is something sad. And this is why somebody on Twitter told me to shut the F up, because I seen a Christmas movie starring En Vogue. Now, En Vogue is not En Vogue anymore. En Vogue is the girls who won the En Vogue name is Cindy Herron, which is the original member, and Terry Ellis, original member. And then there's a third member that showed up on EV3 after Maxine Jones and Don Robinson left the group. But, you know, they try to come back and then they fought in court over the name because there was two En Vogues touring. The half the group was touring with, you know, during their En Vogue, the other half. But Cindy and Terry won the rights to the name. And so now Lifetime presents an En Vogue Christmas. I mean, black people, stop going to Lifetime for them to tell y'all stories, because they ain't getting it right. They're not getting it right, and it looks a mess. And I just really feel bad, because, you know, Lifetime, this is what we need to tell you.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We don't got time for that, and you need to
get your life.
Because they're bad, you know. But you know, how much do you expect coming from a Lifetime movie, you know? But one show, if you guys haven't been watching, is Getting On. It's on HBO. If you have HBO, check out Getting On with Niecy Nash and Laurie Metcalf and Alex Borenstein. It's the funniest show ever. It's the funniest show ever, and it's only 30 minutes on HBO. It's very, very funny. So you guys need to check that out if you have. Okay, we need a Sweet Brown biopic. Trust and believe, Blake and Jade, the Sweet Brown biopic will be more interesting than the Aaliyah movie. Mandy Pinetown says Lifetime is run by white people. BET will get that shit right. But you know what? BET is run by white people now too. They didn't used to be, but BET's owned by white folks. You know, they need to put that on TV1. They need to put that stuff on TV1 or Aspire TV out of Atlanta. That's what they need to do. Blake and Jay said he would go to the cinema 10 times to see the Sweet Brown biopic. I'm so sorry about the little snafu we had on tonight's show. I don't know what happened. My computer decided to do other things that I didn't want it to do, but it did. And it's been happening more. So I need to do a GoFund for a new computer, right? Would you guys be on point for that? on board for that. But I do apologize. We'll do the cold weather quiz next time. I know I'm a warm weather boy. That goes without saying. I don't like the code. But thank you guys for listening. As always, you can catch us on all of our shows. Real Talk, of course, here at the Late Night Show, Fanboy Weekly, still transitioning a little bit. Don't forget to check out the Facebook page, the 5x5, completely spelled out. Send me a tweet at the 5x5. Don't forget, I have a contest on the Facebook page, giving away a vinyl figure, a Superman skull animal, and You guys have a great week. I'll keep you up to date on the job situation and all that good stuff. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for Blake and Jade, Aaron, Miss Ash, Mandy Pinetown, TMZ, all those guys in the chat room. Appreciate you guys. You guys have a great rest of the week, and I will see you next time. Good night, love.